Hello, listeners, and welcome to New Covenant Fellowship's online service. Thank you so much for taking this time to worship and learn with us. My name is Madeline Shunk, and I'm doing the welcome today. Today, we're going to be hearing from our pastor, Jeff Trask, about the sowing and reaping of fruit. But before I get to our welcome scripture, I have a small little story I'd like to tell that all this talk of planting made me think of. For the last few summers of my grandfather's life, he grew cherry tomatoes. But he didn't grow like your standard little potted cherry tomato plant. He more of grew a cherry tomato behemoth. What would start out as four little plants would rapidly grow into a tangled mass of vines that spilled out of the 4x4 planter he kept them in. And my sister and I would go over at least once a week and spend over an hour picking the cherry tomatoes, and by no means getting all of them. We'd have to lift and roll the plant mass around like a wounded animal. It was overall a very sweaty and itchy experience. We sowed a lot of effort into those tomato plants every summer. But the fruit was worth it. Not the cherry tomatoes, per se, I've never been a fan, but every part of it made my grandfather so happy. Planting the tomatoes, caring for them, watching us pick them. I think he had more fun than we did. And then that weekly gallon of tomatoes we picked made him very popular at the retirement home. Now for today's scripture. Isaiah 55:10 through 13. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out into joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come the cypress, instead of the briar shall come the myrtle, and that shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Welcome to worship.